How are we doing, everybody? And welcome back to our Royal News Flash with me, Ron Swanson, and Paula. Apologies about yesterday. I had some issues in the house, and then I got Jen to cover. And then right before the show started, her internet went down. It was a whole stramash. So apologies, but we're here now. So I also have got the Bluetooth thing that I needed for doing this WhatsApp. Now, it's just very quiet. So that's the next thing for me to iron out. Because if I turn on the broadcast router, you'll hear me saying, I don't understand. Testing. But it's very quiet. So I need to fix that. So yeah. But before I start ranting and getting into things, Paula, how are you doing? What's been going on? Tell us just how you are on this morning. You're looking fabulous as always.
Buenos dias, Ron. That's good morning in Spanish.
Buenos dias.
Yes, buenos dias a todos. Dias. Hello, everybody. Hello. I'm doing fine. I just want to say to Lady Ocelot, Paula, question. How do we know Archie left with them on their so-called freedom flight? You know, I maybe a doll left with them. So how am I doing? I'm doing fine. I'm starting a raffle, guys. I hope you can. I mean, not the channel, but I hope the subscribers, because I wanna build an extension to the school so I can turn it into a proper shelter with bedrooms and stuff. So I'll be telling you when I do it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of fun, you know. And I mean, I am not Meghan Markle nor the Royal Foundation, so raffle it is.
Yeah. Hell yeah. No, there's nothing wrong with that. I think that's a great idea.
It's going to be an amazing purse because did you know this, Ron? Or maybe you don't. I raffled a painting.
Okay.
Right. And somebody won it, and it's in Australia. This was last year. I sent it by mail and stuff and with all the permits. Never reached there because Indonesia is holding on to it. And people ask me, where is it? Why in Indonesia? Because that's just the way, you know, where it goes. You know, it goes to Europe and then different countries. So Indonesia has this very weird laws in regards to art. Okay. And because the painter is not registered in their system, they've been holding on to that thing. I've sent them so many papers, you know, but they still, you know, they're very strict. I wasn't aware of that. And there's nothing I can do. So it's not going to be a painting. It's going to be a handmade purse from my shop.
Yeah, that's awesome. That sounds like a good cause and something.
Yeah. So, it is going to be fun, okay. You know. And I'm thinking of doing videos building that thing. I don't want to show it right now because it's very poor. Yeah. It's not that I'm embarrassed. Well, kind of, you know, because I wish it were more posh, but you know, unfortunately, it's in a poor area, so I want to make it look, I don't know, a little bit more posher. I don't know.
Well, if you need any help, I'm 13,500 hours into making bags.
I would love some of them. You know what? I would give anything for some of my followers. Claudia Salas, for example, she's in the Navy, and she said she wants to come. Some of them want to come here. You know, I would love for them to come and help build it. It would be so much fun and cheaper.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, these are just the ones that I've got next to me that I've made by hand.
Oh, wow.
See what I'm saying? So yeah, you've got all the hand engraving and the runes, the reflect.
Wow, did you make those?
Yeah.
You should come and work at my shop. You know, they have alligator and snake handbags, yeah, and stuff like that. So
this is bison. Huh? This one's bison.
Wow, Ron, you should start. You know what? Why don't you start your own shop like that?
That's what I did for 6 years before I was on YouTube. It was all handmade stuff. But nah.
Are you kidding? Now you have a platform and you know what you could do with that. You could use that to raise funds
every single one of these. No, listen. Look. You see, every one of these holes is put in by hand.
Yeah.
There's no machine pressing.
That would be fantastic. Ron, that's a gold mine, you know, and you could use it to help victims with that, you know, whatever it is, you cover your expenses. And of course, and the rest goes to victims. It'd be so awesome.
I would much rather go down the evil designer handbag route and make 6 handbags a year and sell them at 30 grand to the Kardashians.
Then you should. Can you imagine? You can make it an exclusive thing.
Oh my god.
For reals.
I don't know what that was.
Yeah, for real. So yeah, I'm gonna, what's happening? So how's your dog before? I haven't seen your dog.
The dog's good. He's a bit of a chunky boy. He's been indulging over winter a little bit. Well, it was since he got his nuts cut off when he had the cancer.
Is he okay now?
Yeah, he's fine now. He looks like his hair is all grown in like puppy dander.
Shut up.
Yeah, he's good. But yeah, I mean, like I say, leatherwork, blacksmithing.
Boy, there.
In fact, fuck. This is not planned. Here's another one that I made.
Oh my God, Ron! I'm serious. I am serious. If I were you, I would do like 12 handbags, one per month, and just sell them. Are you kidding?
I can't listen. My fingers have gone through. Do you know how many there's just too many. Do you know what? I'll maybe do one just for you, Paula. Right, a beautiful one just for you for your competition. In fact,
yeah, for the raffle, you can do that.
I might have a red buffalo full rucksack, right? It's like a full backpack downstairs.
You can autograph it, Ron. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I would
love that. I would be so honored to have that. And yes, 28 years later, I don't have a pet. I have my daughter, Siri. And Siri, mi amor, she's my boss.
I've got my pet, Siri.
Yeah, for some reason, I feel offended when they call her a pet, given that she's literally my boss and she's doing very things that are not very dignified right now, so which is why I'm not showing her. So, anyways, let's get cracking.
Okay, let's start off with your
show on the road.
Let's start off with yours. Okay. So the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, are reportedly very conscious of their alleged dwindling finances amid their lavish lifestyle. I mean, that's kind of speaking for itself, of course. I mean, I feel the same. They must be bricking it, as we say over in the UK, bricking their pants.
It is actually terrible. It's actually terrible, you know, what they're doing. I mean, what is your take on that?
I think the dwindling of offers, the dwindling of checks that are coming in must be a massive impact right now. Like, it has to be. We've seen offers that, you know, perhaps wouldn't have been taken beforehand in Lemonada with Meghan. Is this a desperation move? But I think this is going to be a very telling year for doing things they don't usually do, pushing out more books, all the rest of it. I think Meghan is the one that's scrambling. I think Harry's maybe not as aware, maybe not as bothered. I'm not sure. But I genuinely think this is going to be the year we're going to see the desperation pleas.
Well, the thing with Harry, and this is one of the many things, Aaron, and I don't know what our beautiful viewers think, but the thing with Harry is that he is so accustomed. There's a little bit of a difference between him and Meghan Markle in this regard. He's accustomed all his life that no matter what, Buckingham Palace will save his ass. So he has that, I know that at the end of the day, I can just threaten cancer-stricken paw. And Buckingham Palace, they don't want scandals, because he was very, was watching this thing with Angela Levin and she was his biography for almost 15 months. She trailed him for 15 months there. Like, she got to know him as much as you can get to know him. And she was saying that he was very conscious of scandal, and he actually was devouring the news every day, like what was written about him. So this is a man who, contrary to what he thinks, the reason why he's angry at the press is because the little that the Buckingham Palace couldn't suppress, he didn't like it. You know, the little that we found out about him, and it was negative, he didn't like it. You know, Harry has a financial. Oh, that's perfect.
Is that Jane?
Wait, is that Jane or Janie?
Jane.
Can I borrow that? What's it called? Financial parachute.
Financial parachute. That's a good one.
You see, with Meghan, she never had a financial parachute per se, but she never had to worry about things because she always depended on a man to bail her out in that regards. She had to struggle a little bit more with the mattress acting. So she was different because somebody always bailed her out, but it cost her more. Harry didn't have to do anything, you know, because to be bailed out. That's just my opinion. But yes, in regards to the finances, Ron, I know you just saw what I sent you, right?
Yeah.
In regards to the finances, there's a lot of money missing.
Okay.
And you know, let's not forget that the IRS always gets their man. Internal Revenue Service, they always get, they got Capone for crying out loud, you know, and they're going after Hunter Biden right now because of taxes, guys. It's not, never mind the crimes he's done, it's the taxes.
It's often interesting.
But yeah, you know, Ron, isn't it suspicious? They get a one-time when they first open Archwell. By the way, if there's a donor who wants to dispose of $10 million like they did with Archwell, please, I will give you my charity thing, my school, you know, or maybe even the $1 million that they got afterwards, you know, the second year, because they didn't get the $10 million. And the weird thing is that over $9 million of that money was never spent.
Well, where is all that money?
They still have it in a bank somewhere.
Yeah, in a bank somewhere. Scientology predicted humankind have been enslaved by tax auditors and psychiatrists. Well, listen, even a broke clock can be right twice a day. We'll give that one to Scientology. Very rarely do we.
I mean, that's very predictable by anybody's standards to see how we are evolving. We're not evolving, we're devolving. I mean, we're really, I mean, all morals are gone, any moral compass. I'm not, if you knew me, you would know that I'm not a Christian person in the sense that I'm go preaching everybody. I used to be a party animal and still am, you know, less so at 55. But I still have a moral compass, you know. I don't try to justify things that are unjustified, you know. So I don't know. So what is different charity rating service? Oh yes. And I did a video, Ron, in regards to the money. There's a charity organization in the United States that rates organizations like Archwell, like charity, they deemed that they couldn't rate it because they were given too much. There was not enough information, and it was too shady.
Yep. Yeah, we've got them here for charities and websites, and even for phone numbers. So you know, if you're getting a phone call from a number you don't recognize, you can put it into a website and it tells you, oh, it's been listed as a scam call or whatever. Now, listen, Paula, we have got another one here that falls in place with a lot of things we've spoken about since the show started. And one of them is the legitimacy of followers, numbers, viewers, downloads, interactions that Megan has had across the board. Because we discussed last year the alleged possibility that the numbers were fudged at Spotify.
Really?
Okay. Uh-huh. So let's have a look. Meghan Markle could struggle to build close relationship with her Instagram followers after her American Riviera Orchard page was swarmed by bots. Oh, the internet. Meghan's new lifestyle brand faces considerable integrity issues because of the many fake followers signing up to its profile. The Duchess of Sussex has already accrued over 500,000 followers on Instagram less than a month after announcing the launch of American Riviera Orchard Venture. I'm not being funny, but I'm quite surprised that she's buying followers and she's only got 500,000. Like,
from what I understand, and you know more about this.
Yeah.
Please correct me if I'm wrong. But for example, on Instagram, at least, or in most social medias, when you get, if you buy too many bots, they will not verify your account.
Yeah, there's a lot.
This is a verified account already. You can't go over a certain number of bots, because then
technically, the minute you buy any, that's against terms of service. Okay. So that's the thing.
They still allow it, you know, because they can't prove it. They can't.
There's two different versions of buying subscribers. There's automated, which is bots, which is like fake people making fake profiles thousands of times that will never be used again, and it's not a real person. Or you've got organic followers, which is like, you know, you pay for 10,000 followers, and it's like 5,000 people in China, or, you know, in Asia, 5,000 people in India that all sign up. And then it's technically real people and it's called organic growth. But the bot way is certainly a lot more easier to pick up on from Instagram's end, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but you know, why would, let me tell you something, and please, the followers here can tell us. Yep. Look at my channel. I'm almost 100,000 subscribers right now. Yay. So go and subscribe, bloody, and watch my
come channel. On, please. We need subscribers.
I'm about a little bit over 98,000. I'm about a little bit over 98,000. Yeah. But each and every one of those subscribers is mine.
Yeah.
They follow
that's
me.
The difference. Well, this is the difference. When you look at a channel that's got a million followers, and you get an upload of a video and it's only got 1,000 views, you can kind of get a good guide on what's going on there. Whereas when you've got legitimate, natural, organic, real channel growth like we all have, it's a different story. It's a different story altogether.
Yeah, but why wouldn't Mega... You know what? This is very interesting, that the press, they're such, can I say pricks? Such nasty people. Such nasty people, because why weren't they reporting this when Spotify was happening? Because the entire world knew that there was no bloody way that Rachel Meghan Markle, a D-list actress, had de-crowned Joe Rogan. Absolutely yeah. no yeah. way. Yeah. And they didn't want to show the numbers of how many people were actually listening to her podcast. Correct. They just named her. Oh, she's number one straight without the numbers. So yep. Meghan Markle, I don't blame her in a way, because she's gotten used to Netflix. You know that thing that they said that Harry and Meghan is the most watched documentary? That is absolute BS. Pretty much everybody, most people, even their fans, can't finish the whole thing, or they skip yeah. because it's that boring. Because the success of that is, for example, I watched The Gentleman. By the way, Ron, you should watch that show, The Gentleman. It's awesome. Okay. It's awesome. I'm rewatching and rewatching. Or Peaky Blinders.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I imagine you love that. It's good. It's good TV. That it really is.
I love it. I love it. I'm not much into the blood thing, but I do love it. But The Gentleman is pretty much around the thing. It's not as bloody. Okay. And then British, and you Brits have great, great shows. But what it is like, she got used to people massaging the numbers, and no reporter on earth called the BS. Because if you look at it, they keep saying Meghan and Harry was the most watched documentary, right? But they don't show the actual numbers.
Yeah, it's fun. It's suspicious, because you'd be shouting from the rooftops the numbers.
Yeah, but
you had a new. If you had a new Joe Rogan, if you had a new Joe Rogan, but also still had the old Joe Rogan, you'd be screaming from the roof.
Don't you find that hypocritical? So I am calling out the press, because now they're calling her out for the fake bots. Why didn't they call out Spotify and say, "Come on, you know, like really?
You can't ruin the integrity of the world's biggest audio platform."
But they did. What I mean, ask the viewers, do you get click one if you think that everybody knew Spotify was lying, or click two if you think that they really said the truth in regards to Meghan Markle dethroning Joe Rogan? Obviously, yeah. I remember, because you can see with Joe Rogan how many, or the top 10, you can see how many are viewing, you see the numbers. With Meghan Markle, they never show the numbers.
No. Well, I mean, it's the same. You've got Social Blade and other websites that monitor real traffic in real time as well. So.
Yeah, but they never show her numbers. And look at Meghan Markle's Instagram. She doesn't show the numbers. And if you click on the likes, on the few likes that she has, if you click on those accounts, they have like zero followers and they're following one or two accounts. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's fishy. Right, we've got our next headline here.
1-1-1, Peanuts Nana, 28 years later, one, of course. But how come the press didn't call that out?
Because they're sketchy.
There you go. So now they're calling her out because she's falling out of favor. And this is actually, oh my God, Ron, I'm going to send you this because this is just too much. You didn't see our group chat yesterday. I know that you haven't seen it. But you know that thing with Meghan, her American Orchard thing?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to send you this I have to send it to through through WhatsApp because I can't send it through here.
Okay.
So I'll send you this because you're gonna laugh. And we have, now that we're talking politics, you're gonna have to see this. You're gonna have to show this, and we're gonna have to talk about this because this is really funny. This is really funny. I sent it to you by WhatsApp. But this is actually quite scary because we have Harry and the Aspen Institute. And Harry, in an interview, said that they were aware before the January 6th riots happened or demonstrations. They were aware. So if an idiot like Harry, who's in the Aspen Institute, was aware that things were brewing for January 6th, why didn't they report it to the police? And why was he aware? A prince of a foreigner is aware of insider politics. That should scare people in the United States.
Okay, I'm just getting your images loaded here.
I mean, what do you guys think? And they're being funded. You know that they're being funded because you know that Women's Afghanistan thing, they're getting government grants to do good through Archwell without paying any taxes because, of course, it's Archwell. That is disgusting. Oh. By the way, you have fab hair today, Ron.
Thanks. I just came out of the shower. So this is wet hair, Ron. Okay, this is wet. This is the wet hair. The wet hair vibes. Thank you very much. Okay, so very interesting what you sent here. Would you like me to bring up his one or her one?
Let's bring up his one first, and then we'll compare.
All right. Just making it a bit bigger. Hang on. I would hate for the subtle nuances to be missed. All right.
Not me. Yes, guys, that's not American Riviera Orchard. That is the Trump National Golf Club. Thanks to Tumi Yucky for bringing this up. Yep, you're watching Trump National's. Now, that is proper calligraphy. I want people to see that. That is actually proper calligraphy. Okay.
Well, I mean, it's a fraud.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. But, you know, it looks like calligraphy.
Yes. Yeah, I'm with you 100%.
Yeah, so this is Trump's website for his national golf club. Now, bring out the other one. Yeah. That's American Riviera Orchard with Meghan's pretentious handwriting. That's not calligraphy.
I mean, I'll be honest. It definitely looks like they've... The layout and everything, I mean, it's very...
The color, everything, the font, everything.
Yeah. I mean, let me just have a wee look. Let me just have a wee look here. I mean.
Tumi sent us yesterday. I was laughing my head off.
Yeah, I mean, I'm Googling brands and logos and stuff just now. And
who knew that Meghan was such a huge Trump fan, you know?
I'm serious. It also makes me wonder who's given her perhaps advice on who to work with when they're setting up brands and design and all this.
She doesn't take advice from anybody at all. She doesn't accept advice because she knows better than anybody.
I mean, you can definitely see similarities, but I mean, I imagine it's possibly quite a common layout, maybe with the logo and then the name.
She could have done something more original, Ron.
Yeah, no. 100%.
Are you kidding me? With the resources, this is Meghan Markle's mind. Nothing original. Everything copied. Even I, who am a little YouTuber, my logo is a lot more exciting than that.
Yeah, it's very. It's
very
not,
beige.
It's not exciting. It looks like
very beige. Didn't she say in Oprah?
It looks like the top of a fancy letter, more than a company brand. If that makes sense.
Does that make sense? It's very beige. And she complained to Oprah that when she was in the royal family, she had to wear beige all the time so as not to clash with anybody.
Yeah, Meghan looks amateurish compared to Trump's.
Oh, yeah. I mean, his is professional. But the thing is that with politics, you know, apparently she is her Archwell Foundation. They're wading into politics in the United States. I don't understand how the people in the United States are not up in arms because it's Harry who's Harry, Meghan Markle is using, it's not Rachel Meghan Markle who's wading into politics. It's the Duchess, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex through their Archwell Foundation who are wading into American politics. How are the people in the United States not doing a riot about that? How can they let international organizations other than China and Ukraine, you know, dictate their politics, you know?
It's interesting, right? Because we do live in a world now where social media, some accounts have got the ability to click their fingers and sway politics, sway elections, all of this kind of stuff. If they were to choose to, I mean, look at Mr. Beast, right? On one of his accounts on YouTube, it's like 156 million subscribers, okay? If he suddenly got political, right, and was like, vote Trump, that would be an incredibly powerful thing to happen, okay? It's the same with the Andrew Tates. It's the same with anyone who gets to a certain size on social media. If you don't play the game like Mr. Beast is, stay out of politics, make your content, do nice things. Do you see what I mean? You will inevitably be canceled.
Yeah, but isn't it amazing that the two biggest liars, known proven liars on the planet, are fighting misinformation?
Yeah. Lies. I also want to say, they've been doing that for years. You just have to look at what happened to John Lennon before social media, with the power of the message that he was sending out during NAM and all this kind of stuff. You just got to ask yourself this, people, okay? Also, Paul McCartney died, okay? It's a fake Paul McCartney. You cannot convince me it's the real Paul McCartney, okay? That's another podcast, though. So, yeah. Some fun facts from the mind of Ron there, but I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
But what do you think of this? Because this is election misinformation, which is insane. Because most people are now in agreement that the elections were tampered with in the United States. This is whether you're political or not. And I've done the thing about my kid. My kid voted for the first time in the U.S.
Yeah,
Paul was
replaced. Yeah, ignore this. It's just a fellow believer in the side chat, Blue Nomad and me. We know what's going on.
No, you know what's interesting? Because my son, I did a story about this. My son voted for the first time. He's also a U.S. citizen. Okay. And he voted for the first time while we were in Norway. So you do it online, you know, because he was registered in Colorado. Okay, yeah. Right? So he voted there. And then he got the email and saying, well, thanks for your vote and blah, blah, blah. Right? This was around middle of October. And then in November, we get an official letter, like a letter in Norway, thanking him for having voted in PA. And like, I'm like, what do you mean you voted in PA? And I'm like, you voted in Colorado. So we investigated. Somebody had voted, used his social security number and voted in one of those states where suddenly when Trump went to bed, he was winning by a million. And when he woke up, he had lost by a little bit over 10,000.
I have to say, as a non-US citizen, it's way more entertaining when Trump is in power, right? As somebody who gets to watch it on the outside, okay, than any other president. Biden is mad, okay? And that's all I'm going to say on that. I'm just saying.
No, but the thing is, you know, Ron, so when they say about election misinformation, so we went and followed it up. We went to the U.S. Embassy in Oslo and said, listen, what is happening here? And they said, oh, we don't say that. Just follow it up with the police, you know. So we filed a report. Nothing came out of it. Even though it was confirmed, we did find out that somebody had that the address that they given for his vote for his address. Oh, no, I know I'm not talking politics. I'm just giving you a thing. No,
I think I was skirting dangerously close to the line there. I think I was getting dangerously close.
No. I'm just saying that we found that it was a 7-Eleven in the U.S.
Oh, okay.
So
Biden needs subtitles. Oh, Nomad's on fire. Uh-huh, anyway. Hey, what is happening? My cat's name is Karen. I hope you're doing well. Indeed. Now, listen, let's jump into our headline, okay? Because it's so easy to spiral.
The thing is that Harry and Meghan are veering towards that topic. And you know why they're doing it? I think it's very purposeful. It's two things. One, because many YouTube channels will not want to touch that.
Yeah,
because of course. It's politics.
Of course. Of course, of course.
You know, people are.
Ron says too much without thinking. That's the problem.
No. But you know what I mean? No. Because when there are, okay, if we do a video about that topic, yeah, even though you're not talking politics per se, because you're not choosing sides, you have to talk about what they're doing. And people would, even though you're not being political, you are disclosing or talking about their, that's almost illegal what they're doing. Harry is a British citizen.
Yeah,
it's like when Meghan Markle sent that letter to Congress and, you know, from the office of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. This would be like a senator from the United States sending a letter to UK Parliament, telling them, discussing. So it has nothing to do with political parties. It's just to do with how wrong that is.
It confuses me how the elections work in America. Like in the UK, everybody votes. They add up the votes. The winner wins. In America, it's done by like state and province and area. It's fishy.
And you win the electoral votes. And you know
just
what's so funny?
Everybody vote, count up the votes, winner wins. I mean, that it makes sense.
Well, no, because from what I, you know, when you vote in a state in the United States, you vote and you get the electoral votes. This is a group of people who... Yeah. They will, it's like the thermometer, you voting or the mass voting on that state tells them that they're going to Republican, Independent, or Democrat. And the electoral vote should, in reality, reflect a Republican if the majority wants it. But they don't, they're not mandated by law. So even if the entire state, let's say they vote 80% Democrat, if the electoral vote wants to choose a Republican, they will do it, which is insane.
It's just confusing, right? If there's 100 people in your country, everybody votes. If Paula gets 70 votes and I get 30 votes, Paula should win, right?
No.
Okay, yeah, Paula Hembry, I'm feeling you. Okay, this is not a let's school Ron on how politics work. I get it, right?
But schooling you or anything. This is the clever thing about Harry and Meghan, that people don't want to talk politics. So they're wading into politics so nobody can talk about it because, you know, like people would come in here, let's not talk politics. But that's what they're
like an algorithmic shield almost.
Exactly.
Okay, let's hit on our headline. We've been talking about this for since we started this. Meghan Markle dreading return to UK over fears she's not wanted. Fears? I mean, in saying that, we're on one side of the fence. There's probably on the other side of the fence, everyone's like, Meghan, we love you. Come and see us. It's just because that's the side of the fence that we're on, right? But I would be bricking it if I was Meghan, especially after all the madness that was said in Spare, the way that everything has worked out, okay, with the sad news about Princess Catherine and the King. I honestly think she's coming. Right.
She is coming. Yeah. This is her thing. Now she's using the children as a shield. She's saying, I'm if you read that article, she's talking about her children, how she feels the children are not safe in the UK. There are millions of children in the United Kingdom. And she never had a problem with the United Kingdom's safety when she was an unknown nobody. Okay, everybody calls me darling here. I love it. I should be here more often. So you're telling me, because this is another slap to the United Kingdom, Ron, saying my children are not safe in the United Kingdom unless they have a motorcade. Because what the issue here is that, you know, they have to give 28 days notice, right, to Ravik and give detailed itinerary so Ravik in the United Kingdom can make a determination whether or not what kind of security they would be willing to give, right? So Harry and Meghan are angry because they're not getting a motorcade and they're not getting, you know, like what Harry got when he came to see Charles for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And the thing is that in that article, this is too funny, they go in detail that, you know, what their plans were, that she was planning on coming on a private plane, spending Archie's 5th birthday in the U.S., and how she's angry that it got leaked, that it's on May 8th. She's the leak.
I think this ties into what you're saying, right? Meghan Markle didn't understand the royal pecking order and wanted to be the star, experts say. And I think we kind of went on about that last year where we said, you know, she moved in, realized she couldn't do her sponsored Instagram ads. It was about royal duties and all the rest of it, where Meghan clearly thought she was going to be center stage for the royal family. And I believe that is a massive part of why she took her man and ran. Okay. Because
like, this and I disagree on this. I disagree. I think she already knew, you know, she knew.
I don't know.
She didn't care. She didn't read.
She doesn't strike me as somebody who reads the contract or reads the fine print or anything like
that. She doesn't care, Ron. She doesn't genuinely care. It's like, I don't care what the contract says. I'm going to do what I want. And if it doesn't, if I don't do, and if you're not okay with it, then screw you. Something is wrong with you.
Yeah.
I've always said she never intended on staying there because, you know, she just said, you know, it's like when a guy is trying to get into a woman's pants, he will say anything to make that happen. So that's what Meghan Markle did in order to get that Duchess title and to marry the idiot. She said what everybody wanted to hear. So, you know, and then as soon as she signed that document on that church, she didn't have to do anything. She, you know, the sweet talk stopped, but then I could be wrong.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe. I think she
got... You've never chatted up a girl?
Yeah, I'll chat up a girl, of course.
Okay, there you go. When you know that you don't want anything serious with her and you go, oh my God, you know, I can see myself marrying you. You know, and that poor woman is like, oh my God, Ron.
I would know. That's bullshitting a girl.
Well, that's what many men do.
Yeah, that's not chatting up a girl. That's just lying.
That's what Meghan did.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, she's a snake.
But now she's using the children. My children are not safe there. You know, I can't bring them there. That is a slap on Britain's face.
Yeah. Have you heard about this Lindsay Wallace? Peter Phillips has split from his girlfriend, Lindsay Wallace. Royal news. Kate Middleton, most popular royal, as Queen's favorite grandson, splits from girlfriend.
Yeah. That's
so random.
He was just married to a Canadian. He was married to a Canadian, Autumn Phillips.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just giving us all something non-Meghan and Harry related.
But you know what? Just to see something really interesting here that I've noticed, Harry and Meghan are venturing into something serious like politics that could have serious impact with everything that they're doing. And people don't want to hear it here on the side chat. And it's not about politics per se. We're not choosing a political party. But that has far reach, more serious reaching consequences than us talking whether Meghan Markle comes to the UK or not. Because it's something very seriously that these two morons should not be involved with.
Yeah. I just want to say, Carrie, I get what you're saying, but I'm too deep now. We're over a year into this, Carrie. Okay? We can't just stop now.
Not only that, Ron, also... if you don't call these people out and continue to call them out, they will continue and their behavior will escalate because they will see us being quiet and not being called out. It's okay. Go ahead. Carry out.
It's the stories behind the stories that I'm hooked on now. It's the things we aren't told and the things that are going on behind the scenes. As I've been doing this for so long and I'm building data points, the data points blow my mind. Undeniable data is what my brain loves. And when you see patterns of behavior that are repeated and all the rest of it, it's interesting. It's interesting. But yeah, I get what you're saying. Stop talking about them and they'll go away. No, they won't. Okay. I mean, if we can.
No, push they won't, because they won't go away. They will see that they're on the right path doing what they're doing.
Now, and again, I do get the argument for that. But hey, I mean, if we were going to do that, you'd have no news on the telly. You'd have no one reporting on anything. Everybody would just get made to make up their own stuff. And that, sadly, is the news/journalism/entertainment world. So
I'm just going to say this too, Ron. Do you think that a wife beater is going to stop beating her because she doesn't talk about it?
I don't know. I don't know if I understand the analogy.
But you know what I mean? It's like, of course he's not going to stop. It's just going to get worse.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course. Okay, here we go. So we've got Harry in this next one here. Difficult. Prince Harry's decision could make royal family look churlish. Churlish?
Churlish.
Experts claim. Prince Harry is expected to return to the UK in May for special Invictus Games 10th anniversary service at St. Paul's Cathedral. But the Duke is reportedly reluctant to bring his family with him. Reluctant? Or just told he's not allowed to bring the kids. I mean, there's a difference, surely.
That's what I wanted to talk to you. You know, in the one where Meghan says the children, the reason why she's using that excuse that it's unsafe because Harry wants to bring whatever kids they have to see his ill father take advantage. You know, his father has cancer. The most normal thing would be, you know what, Meg, you can stay behind. But she's using that to stop them from taking the kids because legally, Meghan Markle can't stop the father of the children from going away on vacation, especially when it is to see a sick father. But I fully believe that she's using that excuse to brain to blackmail him into, because in that previous article, it says that Harry's torn between coming to the UK with the children and supporting Catherine and his father and supporting Meghan. I did a video about it yesterday. I mean, what do you mean supporting Meghan? Meghan is not sick. Meghan is busy working. So, but that's how
I think it's too much. It's too much of a loose end that she can't control. I mean, if he's over there with the kids and the king turns around and goes, right, if you stay here with the kids, we will get you back into the royal family. We'll get those kids fully integrated, palace guards, the lot. That's it. Game over.
That's what I think, Ron.
That's what I think, Paula. Okay.
We think alike on this one. She's terrified that if Harry comes first, there's a few things I did on my video yesterday, guys. Watch it because it was a good one. It's there's a few things going on here. Number one, that Harry would experience being in the UK with the children without her.
Yep.
Then number two, the headlines, no matter what the hell she did back in the US, Harry with the kids in the UK trumps her every single time.
Correct. Because again, we're talking, this could be the king's only opportunity, right? He doesn't know when he's going to see them again. So he will Hail Mary those offers. He will be like, all will be forgiven. Okay. You can even wear the crown for 10 minutes. We won't tell anybody. Okay. But you can wear the crown and sit on the throne for a day. Okay. We won't tell anyone, but it can happen, Harry. And I'm telling you, I think that is too much of something
that's too much of a risk for her.
Correct.
Which is why because she wrote the article that I sent you, the previous one that I sent you about her making a dramatic U-turn, because she said that she's upset because she feels that she won't be wanted and that Harry doesn't want to leave her. He doesn't want to come alone to the UK. Harry's happy when he's without her. I mean, you will never see Harry's happier when he's, I mean, if you look at Harry without Meghan, and then Harry with Meghan when she arrives to the same thing. It's a completely different man. And even though I think it's a complete idiot, I can't see the difference, you know? So I did my video about that yesterday because she can't legally stop him. So the reason why she's doing it, she's very devious. If she says that she has correct fears about the children's safety, she may be able to lawfully prevent them from going out of the country. And then if he gets the police, if he gets a full motorcade protection, because he's saying, okay, I'm going to come with the children, because I think this is where she's going with this, guys. If he says, okay, I'm going to come with the children only, Meghan is staying behind, I am pretty sure that the king would arrange for a full motorcade to protect him and the children. Right. Yeah. And once that's in place, I can see Meghan Markle sneaking in to enjoy the benefits of a full motorcade, because it would look fantastic for her brand and she would make sure everybody was taking photos of her and videos of her running around London in a full motorcade.
Yeah. I mean, she's not going to waste an opportunity to get some more headlines for sure. I just want to say. Also, where's my mouse stop working? Where's my mouse? What is going on? Okay, apparently my mouse has just stopped working. Give me 1 second.
I mean, what do you guys think? Do you guys think she's gonna come? I think she needs to come, you know, but I mean, what do you guys think? Complacent is complicit. That's what she said on that thing, on that Queen's Commonwealth Trust thing. Archie has U.S. citizen, Lady Ocelot. We don't know if Archie has U.S. citizen. He's a dual citizen. Meghan Markle made sure that she registered at the U.S. Embassy for sure. You know.
All right, I found it. Sorry about that. That was weird. That was a weird moment there. I'm going to spend a little time this afternoon trying to make sure I get this new phone number set up and running. Everything's working so that tomorrow we can give it a try. And you guys will be able to, you know, send in voice notes, and I'll be able to get a bit of interaction going. Do you know what I'm saying? People that we know the faces of, and we kind of have got to know over time. We may even have yous on a secondary panel if yous want to come in and have a little chat.
So do you have any other headline?
Yes. Do I? Yes. Okay. So again, it's just going through more of the Invictus banter. Britain Invictus Games, imminent Prince Harry's signature event could create difficult position for the Royals if UK wins event binned in 2027. Honestly, the Invictus stuff, we're all keeping an eye on it, but we're really more interested in seeing who gets off the plane with Harry, if anyone, really.
Well, you know what's really terrible? In that article that I sent you, she said, she's angry that St. Paul's Cathedral gave the date of the mass. This is about Invictus. This is not a private party she's attending of a buddy, and that she's angry found out the details. This is Invictus Games Foundation, and they need publicity around these kinds of events to make people aware, because this event is not Meghan Markle's private party that she comes in an airplane. These poor veterans don't have those kinds of funds. They come in buses. They have to plan, you know, and St. Paul's Cathedral has to warn it. And also, because if indeed the reason why Meghan Markle doesn't want to give a detailed itinerary of their events to Ravik is because she wants to say, oh, surprise visit, because she doesn't want them to know what she's up to. That's because Ravik, for the security thing, guys, in case you don't know, they have to give 28 days notice, not only that they're coming, but where they're going, in order to determine and put safety things in place to ensure that everything is safe there. So Meghan Markle apparently is really upset that it got leaked that on May 8th is the mass. Okay. But she doesn't understand that these, because she said, oh, the privacy, it changes the whole game for the Duchess. I mean, nobody cares about that mattress actress, you know, and the veterans. This is not about her. She shouldn't even be featuring there, guys. This is about the veterans. They don't get to sleep at Soho House, you know, thankfully, but you know, they end up sleeping at a respectable hostel instead of a working house. But still, these people have to plan. Invictus Games Foundation is not paying for their stuff. They have to, you know, and it takes weeks, sometimes even months, for these people to get the funds to come over there. And Meghan Markle is complaining about it because she doesn't want.
It's kind of bonkers. I just want to say, somebody was just mentioning balance and getting on a Meghan supporter. I am going to be getting an interview arranged with somebody from the other side of the fence. I think it's going to be great fun. I will say the two that we messaged last week have turned out to be mental. Okay. I mean, bonkers. So we're moving on to some other people now, but I think it'd be a good idea.
It's like you wanted to have a Scientology here, a Scientologist who's going to talk sense. I mean, no offense to people in Scientology there, but
you know. it was people that had left Scientology, not actual Scientologists. You're looking at somebody who managed to, through peaceful protest years ago, got all the Scientologists removed from Edinburgh streets. They're no longer allowed to do the stress tests or anything like that. I was one of those crazy people with the Guy Fawkes masks on in the first ever anonymous mission back when I was at college, when they went against Scientology, and we kicked some Scientology butt in Edinburgh.
You know, it's so funny. When I lived in London, I live in Craven Hill Gardens, really close by, right around the corner from this very nice hotel. And Scientology, the offices were not far, far away, you know. Nobody ever went in there.
One second.
But I don't know, guys. I mean, I just read that Markle calls Enty frequently. No, Meghan Markle doesn't call Enty frequently. Enty finds his sources. Auntie would love for Meghan Markle to call.
This my daughter brought me this back.
Oh my god!
One day, and she said, "Daddy, it's you." Okay, just to put in perspective.
Yeah, that's in Bayswater, J Mass. Yes, I lived in used to live in Bayswater, about 3 blocks away from the park.
The things that go on behind the scenes, I swear to God.
Actually, you should frame it.
Oh yeah, it's usually up on the wall, but it fell off. I'm just trying to think where the mask is, because that's got some stories behind it. Anyway, let's carry on. Okay, so this is another thing the news have been speculating about, is whether or not they will use this as an opportunity. Okay, Prince Harry and Meghan may spring surprise on Kate and William. Experts claim Catherine and Billy. Okay, Catherine and Billy. Experts claim
Big Willie.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle may spring a surprise on the Duke and Duchess of Wales in a bid to heal a rift between the two brothers. What do you think? I'm telling you now, if she's there, it ain't happening. Okay? It ain't happening. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the surprise is, it sounds like a threat if you think about it. It sounds like a warning, like a threat. We're going to spring a surprise.
Yeah, like Meghan's waiting
in
the bushes.
It's never pleasant with these two, is it?
Yeah, Meghan and Harry just waiting in the bushes outside the palace, just waiting to surprise them. Uh-huh.
It's never pleasant with these two. It's never something. And why do you always have to use the word? Why do they always? Oh, Harry and Meghan did a surprise visit. No, these visits are always planned. They're not surprise visits.
Of course. And also, we already know whose side this article is on by the fact that they're calling her Kate. I've learned this, okay? Like,
you should try and get Tessa Dunlop to come here.
Yeah. Oh, there's a few people that I've sent emails away to, and I'm just waiting on people getting back. And here's another one. Could Prince Harry be planning surprise reconciliation with Prince William? No. If he goes there alone, his father will throw him in the frickin' Tower of London until he agrees to sort it out with William and never go back to America. That's what's going to happen. Okay? I'm getting worked up now. I'm getting the juices are flowing.
And you know what, Ron? Did you know that they actually do watch the royal mess? So, Harry, if you're watching, you have every legal right to take your children away on vacation. Meghan Markle would need to show evidence of harm of the children to legally prevent you. Like, for example, if you were taking the children to Iraq, to a war zone. But in this case, you're taking them to the United Kingdom with your private bodyguards.
Yeah.
So you can take the children away. Why don't you try going on your own with the kids? You might enjoy and have fun. You know,
that wouldn't be like leaving for a family vacation. That would be like the end of Predator, where Arnold is trying to get to the chopper. Okay, that would be Harry and the kids. The helicopter is like taking off, and there's a rope ladder. Harry's just jumping with the two kids, grabbing the rope ladder. Away they go. Because I'm just saying, that ain't going to be an easy walking out the front door with those two kids. Oh, see you later, honey. No.
And did anybody find it weird, Ron, that prior to Meghan marrying Harry, she was this fierce, independent, feminist woman who was She-Ra, this hero, whatever. And here she is in that article that I sent you, saying that Harry needs to stay behind to support her. This is a 43-year-old woman who claims to be fierce, independent, self-made. Let me tell you, paving those mattresses of Hollywood, it's hard thing, and she did it and survived it.
My dog just came in with a massive plushy French fry in his mouth and then took one look at me and left. He's a little rascal, so he is. He's a little rascal.
You can WhatsApp me a question. You know that you have my WhatsApp number for the members if you want us to put it out here.
Last one. Okay, yeah. And I think this is probably going to be something as the week goes on that we touch on a little bit more. But
and you know what? You when they talk about those headlines, they make it sound that it's up to Harry to reconcile with William. It's the other way around, you know.
Oh, it's not an easy situation, right? In any family, when two brothers don't get along, but when the monarchy, the history, the legacy is all at stake because of it. It's even more pressure. I do not own a Harley Davidson. In fact, I'll tell you right now, I would be the biggest pansy of a biker you've ever seen. Like, I am not built for going fast on motorbikes or horses. I need to be enclosed. I need to be enclosed, okay, where I'm safe. And even then, something's going to distract me. Like, I'm the ADHD is strong with this one. It's funny. Like, I'll stand up, walk into the kitchen, and then completely forget why I'm in the kitchen, right? And I'll do it 3 or 4 times. It's bad. But hey, listen, it's part of the genius, and that's the way it goes. So
don't you think that Prince William, in frightening proximity to ascend the throne as King Charles? Yeah.
So basically, what they're saying here is, you know, for William, things are going to be happening a lot sooner than later, is really what I'm taking from this vibe. And I'm not being funny. I would be absolutely bricking it if I was William right now, for so many reasons. Your wife's diagnosis, your father's diagnosis, anything happening to your dad, and you're now king. And in the middle of all of this, your sick wife would have to be queen. Do you see what I mean? Like, it would be a lot. I'm just thinking that we're going to see.
That page six is just being stupid, because they're turning it around as though, oh my God, William. You know what? I disagree. William is ready. Just because Charles waited 70 years to 60 years for the throne, it doesn't mean that William is in his 40s, guys, early 40s. He's not a young kid anymore. He has 3 children. He's done his duty. He's lived a life, private life, with his family. Yes, his wife is sick, but this is a way of saying frightening proximity. What do you mean? It's called being the next in line to the throne. That's the frightening proximity that Harry would like to be in right now. You know, Can you imagine if Harry were the next heir? He would be speeding up Charles's illness by stressing him.
A tiny little bit of me, right? And listen, let's imagine this happens in a way where no one's injured. William and Catherine just decide they're going to go live in a hut in Thailand, and that's how Harry becomes king. A tiny little bit of me kind of wants to see Harry and Meghan get exactly for that face, Paula. Okay, that's it. That when you make that face, I know something exciting's about to happen. Okay, I don't want to see. I can't, a little bit of me. I don't know if it's because I've been watching a lot of TLC or Married at First Sight, and my standards have slipped astronomically in what I will accept as entertaining. But I mean, just a little tiny wee tiny bit. It would be wild. It would be wild. I know. I'm not really being serious, but tiny little bit. Tiny bit. Be brilliant.
I don't think so, because you see, Harry and Meghan don't understand that the monarchy is not absolute, it's constitutional. But they would treat it as though it were absolute. That they think that they can get other people and stuff.
I'm just saying, it would ruin the monarchy. I'm not saying it's a good idea.
Do you think that they would be allowed, though, if anything were to happen to William and Catherine, or if they decide not to be part of it? Do you think that the parliament would allow it?
I don't know. All I know is it's kind of like Ron's fantasy show. Yes. It's the same part of my brain that sort of tells me to jump off high places, even though I don't want to jump off high places. It's that little voice that just, it's the intrusive thoughts. Let Meghan be queen.
Did you know something, Ron? Did you know that Meghan Markle has been trademarking everything under the sun for that?
Tell us about it.
Except children stuff.
Okay.
Don't you think that as a mother, she's gotten dogs and animals and things, but as a mother, I would make it front and center. Yeah. Baby food, kids' foods, kids' shows, kids' clothes. I would have a clothing line for children.
Meghan Markle's baby foods? No.
No, or clothing line for to look your daughter look like a little princess and a little prince. You know what I mean? She's not doing that. She's not working without this. If I were in her position, I would have worked with that very popular black children's designer, like proper grassroots things. Yeah. And I would work with that unknown black designer because, you know, she's black. And then And then and I would do like proper little clothes, you know, for kids. I would have gone into people in poor neighborhoods and cook with stuff, bring a chef and cook with the stuff that they have and the pan stuff there, you know, instead of making it from her mansion.
Megan's logo does have 666 on it.
Yeah, it does.
You're very right. That's very interesting. And you could argue that it's in a couple of places. Interesting.
Mr. Binks the cat. Yeah, but she hates kids and animals. No, but you know what I mean? Which also is another testament to the fact that she's not a mother.
Allegedly. Yeah,
allegedly. Yeah. Where's Queenie? She usually writes allegedly for us.
Yeah, she's been relaxed. She's got the day shift off. All right. She just has to turn up on the evening show. So I mean, listen, I mean, it's not quite up there with the Disney logo, right? But arguably, we could say this is three sixes here. Oh, you can't see my mouse cursor. But at the bottom of the logo, you could say there's three sixes. The R is a suspicious six. The O is a suspicious six.
Looks like ovaries, too.
It's an interesting one. It's an interesting one.
She must have consulted a lot of witch doctors or a lot of voodoo people to make sure that her what's the thing that's going to ensure success. You know, Megan, go talk to your voodoo doctors that advise you to build this thing because it didn't work. It sucks.
Yeah. Well, like I say, it's Megan. Well, we'll see what happens. As soon as all of this, I just want her to start selling something. I need something for the shelf back there. Like, I want some Megan jam.
What do you have back there, by the way? Do you have some Pokemon cards?
Listen, yeah, it's...
I've seen you. By the way, you should go watch Ron selling Pokemon.
Like, it's thousands and thousands of pounds of pieces of cardboard. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, thousands. I can't... They're everywhere. Look, they're here. They're behind me. They're in shelves. There's boxes. There's binders.
Look at Claudia Salas. Can you? Hi, hello, Claudia. How are you? By the way, let's thank Claudia for her service to her country. She's in the Navy. It looks like it was done on Etch and Sketch.
Yeah, it does look like it was done on an Etch and Sketch. It does. Like, it does look like it was done on an Etch and Sketch.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's
just that pretentious handwriting. That is not calligraphy. That is pretentious handwriting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good one. But
don't you think it's odd, Ron, that she's not making children front and center? Because what I mean? That would be a great line for her.
No, like last year I would have been like, sure, I think that's a bit weird. Now I'm completely convinced of where this woman is mentally. And no, I don't think children would ever be at the forefront of her brain ever. It's mind-blowing the level of disconnection that this person has from reality, normality, all of it. It's fascinating to watch. It's kind of like when they discover a new kind of fish and you're watching it on the news. It's like, whoa, new species. That's what I get when I look at Meghan Markle. I'm like, what am I looking at here? What is happening?
So, you know, she can't even sell. I wouldn't even buy that bronzer she wears because she's looking pretty orange, you know, like trying to put that all in. She's worse than Trump at the moment. I mean, she's competing on the website and on the bronzer.
That's who should be bringing out bronzer. Donald Trump self-tan. That's what I want to see happening. That I'm not being funny. It's a meme product that would sell tens of millions of units.
She used to sell poop spray at the Tig when she was at the Tig. That was one of her main sponsors, a poop spray company. When she used it as a mouth spray because everything this woman puts is tight.
I just want to remind everyone this is a family show. Okay. I apologize for Paula's potty mouth there, but she makes a very good point. Also, when you say poop spray, you mean like air freshener.
Actual poop spray on the Tig. She was selling something that and it was actual poop spray. And she used to have it like when you go to somebody's bathroom and you just want to make sure that it smells like roses. Poop spray is when you go to the bathroom. There you go.
Okay, yeah. So an air freshener. Okay.
But it was a poop air freshener.
I'm with you.
It's a poop. In the UK, it was a very specific air freshener. It was for poop spray.
Yeah. for when you, yeah, when you do a pong, when you drop a,
poopy gone, poopy gone,
poopy gone. Yeah, when you drop a clanger and you're out in public and you have to give it a little spray. In Scotland, we just carry around a box of matches. We keep it simple here. Do you know what I mean? A little bit of phosphorus dealt with. But listen, I just want to say as well, everybody, thank you for showing up today. I apologize again about yesterday. What I would like to know from you guys is I am really big time trying to push daytime content. So it's about 1:30. Would you be interested in another daytime show between 2 o'clock and 1:30, starting between 2 and 1:30, that focuses on world news, world headlines, oddities that have gone on in the world, all that kind of stuff? Would you guys be up for that? And I'd be, you know, we'd keep that going maybe from 1:30 till 4. And we'll give that a test run, and we'll maybe start it next Wednesday, like we did with a Royal News Flash. And basically, I mean, it'll be something really, really original, like Daily News Flash or something. Do you know what I'm saying? So if you'd be interested in that, let me know. We're also looking into some new UK royal commentators to come and join us on the Daily Show. Of course, we're still back on Fridays, but if you don't know, the Atwood family clan has started the Atwood Family Channel. And this morning they started Breakfast with the Atwoods, where Jen and Ziggy and Sean sit down for about an hour, chat through their breakfast. Ziggy this morning passed out in the first 2 minutes. But it was awesome. And it was so mad seeing Sean Atwood in the wild, right? It was like watching Richard Attenborough, right? Where he's talking about, he was watching Married at First Sight, all the cheesy crap that he's doing, how his life's changed since Ziggy came along. And it was awesome. The two of them, it was highly entertaining. So I strongly suggest, if you're an early riser or looking for something to listen to on the way to work, you make sure you subscribe to the Sean Atwood Family Channel and you watch that in the morning. I wasted about 1.5 hours of my day today. I got nothing done. Just sitting watching their show. So make sure you go and you check that out. They'll be back in the morning tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow afternoon. We'll be back Thursday with Ron Wedger, John Wedger, and then we'll be back Friday with the main show. I've got a couple other shows that I'm working on that are conspiracy and mystery based. I just haven't had the time to finally push them over the edge yet. So stay tuned for that. Make sure you're subscribed. Invite Count Dracula. Yes. Sean and Count Dankler are quite friendly, I think. So I would love that. The guy's a legend. So yeah, other than that, fantastic to see you all. You all look freaking fabulous today. Don't know if anyone's told you that. So well done. Give yourselves a pat on the back. And wherever you are, good morning, good afternoon, whatever. And we'll see you tomorrow. And yeah, thanks, Paula, for being here. Thank you, Sean. Make sure you subscribe, all that stuff. Yeah, take it easy. Thanks, everybody. Goodbye.